The United States is today officially rejecting the assertion made yesterday through the government of Panama by its foreign minister that Americans were in some degree or in any degree responsible for the highly destructive nationalist riots this week, which resulted in the tearing down of the American flag from the U.S. Embassy and in considerable destruction to American property in Panama. The State Department spokesman has said simply, "We did nothing to inflame the situation, and we don't want to do anything to inflame matters." At the invisible line separating the U.S.-controlled canal zone from Panamanian territory, U.S. troops and barbed wire barricades today were removed. Local extremists promptly responded by invading the zone and planting a Panamanian flag. They were chased off and the flag taken away by Panamanian soldiers. This is John W. Vandercook. My news and commentary are brought to you each weekday evening by the 13.5 million Americans who are members of the AFL-CIO.
This is the ABC Radio Network.
The switch is on to easy listening WABC New York, where news comes first. In addition to consistently low prices, all food fair stores give you free merchant's green stamps, which you can redeem for the finest quality famous brand gifts. Shop at food fair for low, low prices plus free merchant's green stamps. And now it's back to return to the Big Beat Show. Your host, Alan Freed.
Are you ready for the 60s? What's with the cost of living? What's putting the squeeze on your interest dollar? Are labels always truthful? How much is your paycheck really worth? Do you want to be a bank president? How do you get in the public eye, and how much does it cost? What's your Social Security worth? How much interest are you getting on your savings? What small business is most likely to succeed in the 60s? What's the latest in mail frauds? Is the market too high to buy stocks? How can you make the most of your money? This is Don Baldwin reporting for Changing Times, the Kiplinger magazine, with the answers to these and many other money-making, money-saving questions that can help you get that step ahead and have the extra cash you need today and will need to enjoy the wonderful world of tomorrow. Are you ready for the 60s? Fantastic advances have been made in the past 20 years, but experts agree the next 10 will be even more dazzling. Refrigerators, air conditioners, dehumidifiers, and freezers with no motors or compressors. Electroluminescent wall panels for heat and light. Ultrasonic dishwashers that clean and sterilize with air waves. Homes will have control centers where you can adjust everything from pulling down the shades to watering the lawn. This only scratches the surface. Are you ready for this kind of living? Are your habits today the kind that will give you the money you'll need 5, 10, 15 years from now? It's up to you, so get with it. We'll keep the tips coming, make notes, and lots of them. Let's start with today's cost of living. Why are prices so high? From the consumer's side of the fence, he feels good when prices are low. From the supplier's point of view, he feels good when he's getting a higher price for his goods and services. Where are you? In most cases, we're affected by both sides of the problem. So we must be willing to adjust our spending habits to the amount of cash available and shop carefully to make the most of our money. Butter, for instance, hasn't been cheap for some time. The minute it looks as though it'll drop below 60 cents a pound, the government steps in and bolsters the price. As for sugar, the amount imported is controlled, and this keeps the price of domestic sugar at a higher level than it would be if imports from Cuba, the Philippines, and elsewhere were allowed to come in. I don't mean these two items are the only cause of the high cost of living. It's just a note to point up that high prices are not going to fade away tomorrow or the next day. They're with us and will be for a long time. Get set for economy if you want a balanced budget in your home. What's putting the squeeze on your interest dollar? Borrowing costs are climbing because of increased demand for cash. Not only has credit buying increased and mortgage demands grown, the demands are being made by local, state, and federal governments to finance new bond issues for schools, roads, and so forth. It's all leaping. Industry, too, is borrowing big to buy new machines, offices, and the rest. This all adds up to a severe drain on available money, and in line with supply and demand, the cost of borrowing climbs. A conventional mortgage loan could be found for around 5% in most areas last year. Now the cost of 5.5%, 6%, even near 7% in some areas. Shop long and hard for mortgage money these days, and remember, the difference between 5.5% and 6% interest on a $10,000 mortgage loan over a 20-year period amounts to almost $680. Not a bad bonus for the careful shopper, is it? Are labels always truthful? They should be, but in some cases the truth is stretched a little to lure you into buying the product. Inspection of meats that cross the state line is the law, and you should always look for the stamp. Grading, on the other hand, is voluntary and is done at the food packer's request. Even grades can be confusing. Grade A eggs are not the best. Grade AA outshines them. But the greatest misleading comes in the tags and stamps on hard goods. On electrical goods, look for the UL seal. And on gas-operated ranges, heaters, and so forth, look for the AGA. That's the American Gas Association label. They indicate the items were tested for safety. But watch out for items that just say passed, accepted, certified, inspected. Just what all these terms mean is not always clear. And you should not put your trust in anything that does not state its case in black and white. Another warning, the UL seal attached to the cord of an appliance assures you only that the cord has been tested, not the appliance, unless the appliance itself has a UL seal. A listener asks, my 5-year-old son likes to finger paint. How can I make these paints at home? Well, it's very easy. Mix 6 tablespoons of dry laundry starch with a little cold water. Now, you pour this slowly into a quart of boiling water, stirring all the while the mixture thickens. Add a drop of oil of cloves and stir well. Put the mixture in small jars and tint with food coloring, and there you are. How much is your paycheck really worth? Most employers are putting 20 to 25% in what we call fringe benefits. These are indirect pay devices that actually make your paycheck bigger than it seems when you pick it up each week. Now, if you're trying to decide on whether to take a certain job, check the extras that go along with it. Time off, services and facilities, bonuses, pensions, profit sharing, health insurance and life insurance, stock options, thrift plans. There are many extras, and you should check them carefully so you get full benefit of these plans and also know how much your job is really worth. You want to be a bank president? There will be openings for about 1,000 this coming year, and the need is growing with the expanding economy. But don't think becoming a bank president will automatically put you in a big money bracket. Less than half the presidents of national banks drew over $10,000 last year. The starting salaries in banks is usually not high. One average bank starts college graduates at $4,200 to $4,600 a year, and they can look forward to 12 to 14 years of hard work to become an officer of the bank. There are many good points to banking, though. It is one of the most stable of all businesses, and a Chamber of Commerce survey shows that banking paid more fringe benefits than any other industry. One thing for sure, you'll learn how to handle money. How do you catch the public eye? This is the question.